Time now for the 12:15 news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your Country Financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast, 80% chance for showers with a high of 78. Tonight, clear with a low of 45. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Homecoming week at Fairfield Community High School continues today with its first major event, the Battle of the Classes, at 6:30 tonight. Due to inclement weather, it has been moved from the football field to the high school's East Gymnasium. Those attending are asked to enter via the gym lobby doors when arriving this evening. FCHS students also held a penny war from October 2nd through the 9th, with proceeds benefiting the Brownsville Playground Project, Wayne County Recycling Project, Feed My Sheep Soup Kitchen, and the First Christian Church Taco Tuesday program. Students raised $400.15 over the week, with the junior class contributing the most pennies. After tonight, the next event of the week will be the Homecoming Parade on Friday at 2:30. Parade lineup will start at 1:45 on North 1st Street, and entrants should come from Dar Street to find their number for the lineup. Anyone seeking to be in the parade should contact Donna Reaver or Tiffany Lyons at 842-2649. There will be a $350 prize for float winners donated by the Mulebackers. The parade will be broadcast starting at 2:30 on 104.9 WFIW-FM. Mike Dreith, Billy Rogers, and Mike Copeland will have the call. WFIW's broadcast of the parade is sponsored by Fairfield National Bank. More news next.
When you've lost someone close, it helps to hold your loved ones even closer. That's why a funeral is a fitting time for family and friends to gather. When the time comes for you to make funeral arrangements, call on us. We offer a full range of funeral services to meet every need. Talk to our caring counselors about your individual needs. We will help you commemorate the moment with sensitivity, compassion, and respect.
Nails Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
I wanted a college focused on me.
Focused on my dreams.
Focused on what I want to do and what I need to know to get there.
Focused on quality teaching.
Focused on understanding how I learn.
With a focus on hands-on learning.
Focused on making it simple to go back to school.
Focused on making college work for the whole family.
That's why I chose Vincennes University.
In-state tuition available to Illinois residents. Find out more at vinu.edu.
In other news, four Wayne City residents were arrested in the overnight hours by the Wayne City Police Department, all on charges of possession of methamphetamine. 35-year-old Everett E. Irwin was also wanted on Wayne and Richland County warrants for failure to appear in court on charges of possession of meth. He was lodged in the Wayne County Jail. His bond for the two warrants totaled $4,670. 35-year-old Desiree E. Pursley was also wanted on a Wayne County warrant for possession of meth. She was lodged in the Wayne County Jail, with bond set at $520 for the warrant. 51-year-old Curtis D. Sutton was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. And 47-year-old Michael S. Stevenson was also transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 24-year-old Boonville, Missouri resident Christian A. Fife was arrested by county deputies yesterday morning on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving under the influence of intoxicating compounds. Fife was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $1,020 bond. 54-year-old Fairfield resident Jacqueline L. Boyd was arrested yesterday afternoon by Illinois State Police on a charge of driving with a suspended or revoked license. Boyd had already faced the same charge at least one time previously, and she was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $150 bond. A 20-year-old Salem man has been arrested by Salem police for misdemeanor theft after allegedly stealing a phone and then selling it back to the owner. Daniel Burnett says the phone was taken from a building undergoing renovation in Salem. A witness reportedly saw the theft and informed the owner. An arrangement was later made for the two to meet in a business parking lot, where the owner allegedly gave Burnett $20 to get the phone back. Burnett was released on a $2,500 personal recognizance bond after being formally charged in Marion County Court. As part of the release on bond, he was ordered to have no contact with the alleged victim. The police officer credited with stopping a Northern Illinois school shooter has been praised by President Donald Trump after being named Officer of the Year by the International Association of Chiefs of Police. Trump spoke about Dixon Officer Mark Dallas during the group's convention on Monday in Florida, citing his quick actions in intervening when a student fired shots near Dixon High School's gym on May 16th during graduation practice. Trump pointed out that Dallas' son was among the senior class members, and the son later said he was not scared because he knew his father was working. Authorities allege 19-year-old Matthew Milby fired at a gym teacher and was confronted by Dallas, who shot him in the shoulder and the hip. Milby has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and other charges. Edwards County has completed their tax deed proceedings on real estate properties that were delinquent for 2014 and mobile homes that were delinquent for 2015 and prior real estate taxes. The county will now offer the properties and homes to the public for sale through a sealed bid auction. All sealed bids must be in the Edwards County Treasurer's Office, located in the Edwards County Courthouse, by the end of the business day on November 2nd. The Edwards County Tax Agent's Office says the sale of the items should provide a major benefit to both taxing districts and neighboring property owners. The county hopes the new owners will maintain the properties and homes, as well as keep the taxes paid. By eliminating abandoned properties, the county hopes to improve the appearance of the neighborhoods and increase the value of adjoining properties. The minimum required bid on real estate for the sale is $828, and the minimum for mobile homes is $845. All items will be sold to the highest sealed bid received on or before November 2nd. Complete bidders' packets and sales catalogs are now available in the Edwards County Treasurer's Office or online at iltaxsale.com. For further information, contact the Auction Sale Department of the Edwards County Tax Agent's Office at 1-800-248-2850 or 618-656-5744. Office hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. The bulk of yesterday's Fairfield City Council meeting was a discussion regarding the purchase of a new truck for the police department. The city uses a replacement policy that allows police pickups to be rotated out of police service and used by other city departments. The discussion involved waiting on a possible USDA grant that might be available in May or authorizing a vehicle purchase immediately. The council was advised that purchases over $20,000 can be made without going through the bid process if three-quarters of the council approved. Alderman Podorf made the motion to purchase the $30,000 truck, with Alderman Barbary providing a second. Alderman Prince, Griffith, and Lisenby voted against the purchase, and the motion failed with 5 votes for it and 3 against. In other business, a water and sewer line easement was granted to Jeremy and Nikki Carter, who had requested to be hooked onto the city water and sewer system. A street closing request was also granted to the Not Your Ordinary Church for a trunk or treat on October 31st. The 100 block of Southeast 2nd Street will be closed from 3 to 9 p.m. on that date. The Edwards County Ambulance Service voted Monday night to discontinue the night shift at the West Salem station only. The changes will take effect next Monday. About 80% of the runs from the West Salem location were found to originate during daytime hours, and the station will still be manned from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Albion station will have no changes. The changes to service at West Salem will not affect any full-time employees, and they should allow the service to be back in the black. The new budget was also approved by the board at the Monday meeting. Some drier and cooler days are on the way for much of Illinois later in the week. High temperatures in the 50s and 60s will be the rule, according to meteorologist Dan Hicks with Freeze Notice Weather.
Yeah, beyond that point, later next week and into the latter part of the 6 to 10, 11 to 15-day period, it looks like a different type of pattern across the central U.S. where we have more of a northwesterly flow aloft as opposed to this southwesterly flow. That should result in generally cooler weather, but also less frequent rainfall and less potential for heavier rainfall as we get into the latter parts of October. So, you know, certainly we've had quite a different pattern as far as harvest weather in the Midwest recently, and some areas have been quite wet. It does look like gradually those wet areas will see some improvement as we, you know, move a little farther into October.
Much of Illinois saw daytime highs in the 80s on Monday and Tuesday of this week. Here at the station, we reached the mid-90s. The first-ever mass-produced airliner will be making a visit to Marion later this week. the Experimental Aircraft Association of Oshkosh, Wisconsin, will show off the Ford Trimotor 5AT at Veterans Airport of Southern Illinois from Thursday through Sunday. The first flight for the Trimotor 5AT was on December 1, 1928, and its usual home is the Liberty Aviation Museum in Port Clinton, Ohio. The planes were built from 1928 to 1935. People attending the event in Marion will be able to ride on the plane on a 12 to 15 minute flight for $75. The plane will reportedly elevate to around 1,000 feet during the run, and 9 people can ride at the same time. No reservations are required. Flights will be available on Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. and Friday through Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information on the event, go to flytheford.org. More than 50% of the Illinois soybean crop has been harvested so far. Kim Howard has more.
Soybean harvest reached 51% complete this past week. That's about on par with last year and a little ahead of the five-year average, says crop statistician Mark Schleusener.
Corn harvest reached 63% finished compared to 36% last year and 41% normally. Wheat planting is now 22% finished compared to 27% last year and 23% normally.
3% of wheat has emerged. Average statewide topsoil moisture is rated as 2% very short, 7% short, 78% adequate, and 13% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Highly successful students will be able to attend the University of Illinois Chicago for free under a new program seeking to keep the state's top students at home. The Chancellor's Fellows Program will be funded with UIC's share of $25 million set aside by the state for merit scholarships at the state's public universities starting in the 2019-2020 school year. Those qualifying for the program won't have to pay the base tuition and fees of over $13,500 charged to in-state students. Room and board at the university range from about $10,300 and up. UIC hasn't seen the decline in enrollment recorded at many other Illinois public universities. Provost Susan Poser says although the university saw record enrollment last year, it still loses prospective students to other states. Poser also says the Fellows Program is a good way to start to stem the tide a bit. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Is your credit on the right track? At Expressway Credit Express, we can get you on the road to finding the perfect vehicle at the payment you can afford. Whether you've had a divorce, medical bills, foreclosures, repossessions, or even a bankruptcy, Expressway Credit Express guarantees your credit approval. You are approved. We guarantee it. No matter what you're going through, let Expressway Credit Express get you back on track. Located at the Expressway Auto Mall of America in Mount Vernon, Indiana, or visit creditexpressmtvernon.com.
Post frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
Currently in Fairfield at 73, we have received 98 hundredths of an inch of rain thus far today here at the radio station. It's time to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 26,012, down 418. The NASDAQ is at 7,579, down 158. November crude oil is at $73.38. That is down $1.58. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In local and area deaths, 87-year-old Carmi resident Viola M. Rhine died Sunday morning at the Linda E. White Hospice House in Evansville. She was a member of Carmi New Beginning Church of God. Viola Rhine is survived by her daughter, Sherry Stevens, one grandson, a sister, Jean Bear, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Viola Rhine will be held at 7 p.m. this evening at the Carmi New Beginning Church of God. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. today at the church. Graveside rites will be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday, tomorrow, at Stokes Chapel Cemetery. Friends and family are asked to go directly to the cemetery. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi is in charge of arrangements. 63-year-old McLeansboro resident Rick Lane Miller died on Saturday at his home. He was employed by Wabash and Ohio Valley Special Education District as a social worker. Rick Miller is survived by his wife, Teresa, sons Zachary, Logan, and Brandon, daughter Whitney Miller, his mother, Ava Laverne Miller of McLeansboro, two sisters, Rhonda Carney of Thompsonville and Renee Bernard of Belle Rive, and numerous nieces and nephews. Visitation for Rick Miller will be held at Freedom Church in McLeansboro on Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. Funeral services will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the church. Burial will be at 10 Mile Cemetery. Memorials may be made to Southwestern Indiana Oncology Chemo Buddies or Freedom Baptist Church. The Harry Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. Everett E. Mitchell died on Friday at his residence. He was employed by Norfolk Southern Railroad for over 25 years. Everett Mitchell is survived by his son, Glendal Mitchell, from McLeansboro, his daughter, Beth Stevens, also from McLeansboro, three sisters, Ruthie Holcomb, Veda Faye Weber, and Audalee Kaufman, four grandchildren, and two great-granddaughters. Also surviving are several nieces and nephews. Visitation for Everett Mitchell is from 6 to 8 p.m. today at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday, tomorrow, also at Harry Funeral Home. Memorials in honor of Everett Mitchell are to be made to his family. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury and Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury and Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury and Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury and Associates. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today, an 80% chance for showers. Today we'll have a high around 78. Clear skies tonight with a low of 45, and then sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 60. The outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered showers on Friday, a high of 55 and low of 38. Mostly sunny skies on Saturday, a high of 58 and low of 45, and then scattered showers on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 60 with an overnight low of 40.